Okay, well, we can only borrow from year to year on bond anticipation notes. And right now, we, you know, don't have the money to go out for permanent bonding because we don't have the SBA reimbursement as yet. And we don't really know when we'll get that. We did get on the list fairly timely because we got on the list back in '98. So we were further along the list than, you know, we would be if we'd just gotten on the list now and say we are for the high school project. But nonetheless, we don't know exactly when we'll get the money. So we need to be a little bit careful about not, you know, bonding too early because then the town would have to pay the, this $9.1 million is inside the tax levy. So the town has to, we'd have to come up with the principal payment as well as the interest payment. And that's the problem.
Okay.
And right now, I borrowed $7,900,000 because we were working with the architect to see what the process was. And it certainly looks as if we can spend that because we expect the school to be finished in 2004. So that's sort of the, you know, that's the other benchmark. Even if you only borrow for a year, you have to be able to spend that money in a timely fashion as well. So with the Barrows project, you know, that looks like it's being moved along a bit. And, but again, we're stuck with the same thing. We can't really bond and tie those low interest rates in for a long period of time because of the SBA reimbursement.
So that you're expecting 2 to 3 years out then for that?
I really don't know. I mean, there's a moratorium on taking the projects for 2007. I'm not even sure. I haven't seen how much the appropriation was for this year of anything for us. And that is going to tell us what is going to move us along the list is how much the appropriations are going to be for SBA. And I think they're in a period where they're trying to look at just what they're going to do about it. It's been termed the second big dig because the, I believe it's,
$11 billion.
$11 billion, exactly. That they committed.
But we get so much more than a tunnel. We get schools.
Start over again, get rid of the tunnel.
So in any case, we do, we need to look at all that funding. But then the high school's a different story. We have the special legislation, special act in the hopper, and hopefully it will pass. And that would allow us to bond for 30 years, which would mean we could sell debt in this climate. And it's a debt exclusion. So we would be paying, if we did level debt, it'd be like a mortgage, and you'd be paying a level amount every year for 30 years. And that would turn out to be about $422 in our present estimates per average house per year. And we had anticipated when the campaign went out that, you know, the highest amount a person would have to pay would be approximately that. So that, and the reason for doing that is because it looks like now those projects that were added late, like the high school, might be 10 to 15 years before they got SBA. And right now, it was put before the legislature to allow towns to do bond anticipation notes for 10 years instead of 7, but that was killed. I believe that the government signed that, so it's only 7 years still. So if you borrowed on temporary borrowing for 7 years, then you have to sell your permanent debt after that, and that would mean a huge spike in the debt exclusion program, and that's what we're trying to avoid.
Sure,
we're
sure.
We're trying to lock in a low interest rate so that we don't have to keep paying money every time you roll over your bond anticipation notes every year. They're the costs of the sale. And, you know, that can be $10,000 to $15,000 right there. And when you do a bond sale, it's probably $40,000 or $50,000, depending on the size of the sale. So you don't want to have to keep doing that because, you know, that comes out of the project.
Sure.
And so, you know, there are a lot of issues that go into this. And I would love to sell all the debt, you know, immediately and lock in these low rates, but there are reasons why we can't.
Okay.
And why we have to phase it in and look at it carefully. And once we hear whether this legislation goes through, then we can figure out what we're going to do about the 30-year. But that's just for the high school. That's not for the elementary.
Sure.
Okay. And with that, there still is a restriction on how much you can borrow at once. You have to be able to spend it within 2 years.
That's right. And there are benchmarks, like it's 10% in the first 6 months, 45% in the next end of a year and then 100% in 2 years.
The issue, as I see, the second...